The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Ramzan is truly a beautiful time. And one of the highlights of this beautiful month is the recitation of the glorious Quran in Taraweeh prayers. Allah, Allah, Allah. What an amazing scene that is. The masajid, the full row after row, people are standing there with their hands tied. Imam Sahib is reciting the Quran and tears are flowing down the face of people who understand it. Allahu Akbar. Life doesn't get better than that. The Taraweeh Salah is truly something amazing. This is one of the highlights of Ramadan. Offering Taraweeh Salah is sunnat mu'akkadah for every sane adult. And that's brothers and sisters. And so missing Taraweeh is not permissible. Now, Taraweeh Salah consists of 20 rakats. Now, the first thing is this. A lot of us, when we do our iftar, we get lazy. And we think, oh, who's going to stand for this long? And then our youngsters, they start making excuses. Oh, gee, Imam Sahib carries on too long. They read very slow. And if they read faster, your Imam Sahib, if they're reading slow and you can decipher each word, your Imam Sahib needs a gold medal. Because these days, you've got these people who try to read very fast and you can't even understand what they're saying. And it is not right to read your salah behind such people who can't even pronounce the Quran correctly. So, when you're reading Taraweeh, you want an imam who's reciting the Quran beautifully. And honestly, if you stand there mesmerized by the beauty of the Quran, Allahu Akbar, life doesn't get any better. You know, the flow of the recitation of the glorious Quran is such that people's hearts and minds have changed. People have reverted to Islam just by listening to the glorious Quran. And then for an ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be stood in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the month of Allah Azza wa Jal, listening to the Quran of Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah, can you imagine the rahmats, the blessings and the mercies descending upon you and the peace and tranquility that you will get? This is why we should look forward to Taraweeh. Now our mind and our body tells us, oh, a long fast, lamba roza, oh no, I'll pray at home. You don't know what you're going to miss. Those amazing barakats and blessings that you're going to get in the mosque, that feeling that you're going to get, that environment in the masajid, you're not going to get at home. So you should make sure that you get to the masjid. For those who, for whom Isha Jama'at is wajib at the mosque, then they will be sinners if they pray at home. And although you can pray your Taraweeh at home, pray your Isha and then come back and pray your Taraweeh at home, you would be foolish to do so, because the euphoria and the maza and the atmosphere in the masjid is truly electrifying, amazing. Now then there are those who pray eight rakats and they think, ah, I've had enough. Now ironically, these are the youngsters and you see them at the back walking out. And when they're at the gym, they're the ones who want to run the extra mile and bench press the extra 20 kg and everything else. But when it comes to the ibadat, worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, we're not prepared to put in that effort. Why is it that when you're playing sports, you can carry on for hours without realizing, and the next day you feel stiff and hard, and yet when it comes to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, we're not prepared to put in that extra bit of effort. Don't let the shaitan deceive you. There are 20 rakats in Taraweeh. Full stop, capital letter. Our scholars have specified it very clearly. Beautiful companions prayed 20. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, who gathered the Muslims to start this Taraweeh Salah in this form with Jama'at, prayed 20. So you also need to pray 20. Don't think I can walk out after 10 or 12 or something like that. Why? Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with strength. Allah Azza wa Jal has given you the energy, the health and the opportunity to prostrate in his court, to stand in his worship and listen to the glorious Quran in the month of Ramadan. It doesn't get any better than that. So Taraweeh is an essential part of Ramadan. Now, it needs to happen in every locality, and if nobody prays Taraweeh, then they all become sinners. Taraweeh begins after Isha Farz are prayed, and you should try and get to the masjid nice and early, find a nice spot. Now, the other thing you can do is, before you go for your Taraweeh, say after you've done iftar, you have a little bit of time. We all have a little bit of time after iftar to have a cup of tea and just relax a bit. In that time, get the glorious Quran out and just read the translation of the ayats, the paras, is para 1, 2, or 3. Just quickly go through it. And what that will do is it will set up the scenarios and the different waqiyat and the different stories in your mind. So when Imam Sahib is reading, you are concentrating, you can follow the glorious Quran. You know when Imam Sahib is talking about the in Surah Baqarah Sharif, how the Bani Israel were told to sacrifice a cow, and they said, what type of cow? You'll be able to pick that up. You'll be able to pick up different things. You'll be able to follow the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. That is such an amazing story. If you've read through it before, in translation, English Kanzul Iman is available on davatislami.net. But if you've read through that or read it in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, which is again available on Dawat Islami website, you will enjoy your tarawih. You will look forward to your tarawih every day, and you will follow the imam rather than your mind wandering. You will actually follow the imam and you will actually enjoy the tarawih night. Subhanallah. Every night, if you did this, your 30 days tarawih would be amazing. Now, there is no qaza for missing tarawih salah, but it is such a great blessing and a great opportunity. Now, offering tarawih salah sitting without a valid exemption is makruh. A lot of people these days, they tend to think, oh well, we'll sit down because of trifling reasons. No, if you've got a genuine reason and you need to sit down and you cannot stay in the masjid with tarawih, pray tarawih salah, because sometimes the Imam Sahib is reciting a long part of the glorious Quran, then yes, if you're ill, you're not well, then you can sit down. But don't sit down just for the sake of it. Not only are you missing out on great blessings, but also the scholars write that it is undesirable and makruh to sit down. Now, this tarawih salah is truly amazing. Listening to the glorious Quran in tarawih is a beautiful sunnah muakkada. So try and get there on the first night and try and stay there from alif lam mim to wan nas, the last letter of the Quran, so that you gain the beautiful blessings of this. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, that listening, that recitation will change your mind and your soul. Just some last madni pearls in relation to tarawih. Sometimes we take children. Don't take children that are too young that are going to disturb the tarawih jamaat. But at the same time, those children who are 10, 11, 12, they need to be taken to the masjid so that you can train them. And sometimes we need to tolerate them. We need to tolerate that little bit of misbehavior, because this is how children will get the habit of the mosque. A lot of elders, they say, well, don't bring them, throw them out. But when this child gets to 14 and 15, he will not come to the masajid. So bring your children who are, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, but make sure that they do pray tarawih so that it gets instilled into them. We remember as kids, you know, our parents used to take us to the masjid, and we used to look forward to it. And yes, as children, we may have made some mistakes, but alhamdulillah, it was all part and parcel of it. So tolerate the children, be nice to them. I was in one place where there was one particular person who said, right, I'm not going to allow any children in there because they mess about at the back and, you know, it's not right. And I said, no, look back at the time we had as well. We all make mistakes, but we need to encourage our youngsters to come. And if they stand at the back, try and have somebody monitor them, try and police them, try and stay with them if you as a parent, but do bring them to the masajid. This is how we're going to train our children. Then, when you stood in tarawih salah, try and follow the recitation and try and just breathe with the flow of the Quran. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, in this way, you will truly enjoy this amazing time that we look forward to in Ramzan al-Mubarak. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us all the blessings of tarawih salah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.